Prayer to end coronavirus. Jesus Christ, you travel through towns and villages, curing every disease and illness. At your command, the sick were made well. Come to our aid now, in the midst of the global spread of the coronavirus, that we may experience your healing love. Heal those who are sick with the virus. May they regain their strength and health through quality medical care. Heal us from our fear, which prevents nations from working together and neighbors from helping one another. Heal us from our pride, which can make us cling invulnerability to a disease that knows no borders. Be with those who have died from the virus. May they be at rest with you in your eternal peace. Be with the families of those who are sick or have died as they worry and grieve. Defend them from illness and despair. May they know your peace. Be with the doctors, nurses, researchers, and all medical professionals who seek to heal and help those affected and who put themselves at risk in the process. May they know your protection and peace. Be with the leaders of all nations. Give them the foresight to act with charity and true concern for the well-being of the people they are meant to serve. Give them the wisdom to invest in long-term solutions that will help prepare for or prevent future outbreaks. May they know your peace as they work together to achieve it on earth. Whether we are home or abroad, surrounded by many people suffering from this illness, or only a few, Jesus Christ, stay with us as we endure and mourn, persist and prepare. In place of our anxiety, give us your peace. Jesus Christ, heal us. Amen. The Entrance Antiphon. The Lord said to Mary Magdalene, go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Mary Magdalene. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son entrusted Mary Magdalene before all others with announcing the great joy of the resurrection, grant, we pray, that through her intercession and example, we may proclaim the living Christ and come to see him reigning in your glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the love of Christ impels us once we have come to the conviction that one died for all, therefore all have died. He indeed died for all, so that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Consequently, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even if we once knew Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him so no longer. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. O God, you are my God whom I seek. For you my flesh pines and my soul thirsts, like the earth, parched, lifeless, and without water. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. Thus have I gazed towards you in the sanctuary, to see your power and your glory. For your kindness is a greater good than life. My lips shall glorify you. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. Thus will I bless you while I live. Lifted up my hands, I will call upon your name. As with the riches of a banquet shall my soul be satisfied, and with exultant lips my mouth shall praise you. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. You are my help, and in the shadow of your wings I shout for joy. My soul clings fast to you. Your right hand upholds me. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener, and she said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Despite the centuries-old identification of Mary as being a prostitute, as the sinful woman in the Gospels, that's what we're told about her. She had been touched by the Lord, healed by the Lord, and she became, without a doubt, one of the greatest disciples. She was with him at the cross, and we see her faithfulness and her love of Jesus, especially in today's gospel. Early in the morning, she gets up when it was finally the Sabbath was over, at the first possible moment. She goes to the tomb with the other women, and there she is going to anoint the body of the Lord to pay respect to her Lord and Savior, the one who had healed her. And we see that she goes and, you know, we're not quite sure about all those, the chronology of that first Easter Sunday. And yet we know there she is waiting, sitting at the tomb weeping. And there we see these great expressions of love that Mary Magdalene has for the Lord. One of my things that touches me so much every time I hear it is when she thinks Jesus is the gardener. And she says, "Where have you laid him? Just tell me, I'll go get him." Now imagine this, a woman lifting the body of a man. Her love was so great. Her love was able to, and her faith was able to move mountains. I'm sure she thought, "I can move the body of the Lord." And then she goes to cling to him. And, you know, for centuries, people have wondered about that when Jesus says, "Do not hold on to me, noli me tangere." You know, the famous paintings of the Lord, Mary going to grasp the feet of the Lord. And Jesus says, "Noli me tangere, do not cling to me, do not touch to me." And it's not because there isn't that love relationship between Jesus and Mary, but rather because she has a mission. "You must go and tell my brothers that I am risen." You know, from St. Jerome or St. Augustine early on, they called her the Apostola Apostolorum, the apostle to the apostles, the one who is sent to those who will be sent out. You know, here she is, this great, great disciple. And I think that for us today, sometimes, and this is especially true sometimes, I think, for men, is that sometimes our faith can be very cerebral. But we have to have a love of the Lord. We have to have a loving relationship with the Lord. And our relationship has to be one where we want to cling to the Lord, where we want to follow him, where our love, we have to recognize, and hopefully we all have recognized this, that we've been healed by the Lord, that we've been touched by the Lord. And therefore, being healed and being touched by the Lord means that we love the Lord and we go out and we spread the good news. We too become apostles. We go out to the world in our families, in our workplaces, in our parishes, in our community. And by the way we live our lives and the words we speak, we tell the world once again, just as on that first Easter Sunday, the Lord is risen. He's not dead. The Lord is risen and he can heal you. He can forgive your sins. He can touch your life. You know, ultimately, the good news of Jesus Christ, this is what we are called to profess. You know, we can go out and do lots of theology, and we can quote to people the catechism of the church, but ultimately, it is our love of Jesus Christ and how much he is present in our lives and how much he shines through in our lives that truly brings people to the Lord. As many saints have said, and Pope Benedict said one time, it's really the lives of the saints that bring people to the Lord. You know, theologians and brilliant scholars, they have their place, but it's our love of the Lord, it's our becoming saints that draws people to the risen Lord. May we today recognize this greatest of saints. It's always amazing to me. It was only just a few years ago that Pope Francis raised her to a feast day. You know, it was always just a memorial. And today we have this great feast of perhaps one of the greatest disciples that the church has ever known. Together we bring our prayers to our merciful Father and ask him to hear our needs.
For the Pope, our bishops, and all priests and deacons, may the Holy Spirit continue to sanctify and purify them in Christ's name. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For government leaders at every level, may the Holy Spirit guide them in providing for the needs of their people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For persecuted Christians throughout the world, may the Lord grant them safety and strength as they live their faith. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those of us here who may be mourning or in despair, may the resurrection of Jesus give us consolation and hope. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, and at this Mass, we remember especially Kemper, Bull, Runkle, and Rich Capelli. May they join the resurrected Jesus in the eternal kingdom of heaven. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the special intentions we hold in our hearts, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. God and Father of us all, hear these prayers from your family as we bring before you the needs of our brothers and sisters. We ask all these things through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, the offerings presented in commemoration of St. Mary Magdalene, whose homage of charity was graciously accepted by your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love. And that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled, their great example lends us courage. Their fervent prayers sustain us in all we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Mary Magdalene, with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Ronald, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
The communion antiphon. The love of Christ impels us so that those who live may live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised. Act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. May the holy reception of your mysteries, Lord, instill in us that persevering love with which St. Mary Magdalene clung resolutely to Christ, her Master, who lives and reigns forever and ever. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The Lord be with you. And before I give the final blessing, just a reminder that at 1 o'clock today, we'll have our holy hour for the end of the coronavirus. And you're all welcome to come to that as well. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.